وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. In the previous episodes, we were looking at the human being himself and what makes him human. Because sometimes we need to understand who we are in order to understand how we can maintain the rights of other people. Because unless we know who we are and how we can fix our mistakes, then surely we'll transgress against others, as so many people do today and done in the past, and I'm very sure we'll do in the future as well. And there is no better place to go to understand the human being himself than the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah knows human beings and He knows how they work, and He sent down the manual for them to operate, which is the Quran. One of the interesting things that we see when it comes to human beings through the Quran, Allah says, human beings, even when it comes to dua, when it comes to supplication and asking Allah, praying to Allah for things, they also in a set of haste and hurry. So Allah says, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرْ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Sometimes we, especially this happens in our houses rather than outside, we, something happens and we get angry all of a sudden, and all of a sudden we start to do dua on a family member. The wife does dua on her husband, the husband does a dua on his wife or on his kids. He might curse them and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring his wrath upon them. At the same time, when it comes to him, he asks Allah to do good by him. So how does that work? I mean, your family members are part of you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have to accept your prayers, He would have to destroy your family. And if He destroys your family, obviously that's something that you're not going to be happy about. Yet you are doing this dua, and yet you want the good to happen as well. How does that work? So Allah says human beings have this state of mind where they constantly doing dua on people. We are such in a haste to do dua on people. And funny enough, we have a hadith that says those who do dua on a person in a place or at a time that a person does not deserve it, such dua will backfire at you. Especially when it comes to la'an and cursing. You can do la'an to a person, and that person is innocent of what you're accusing him of. And this la'an or this curse could find this way to you. And when it comes to cursing now with family members, like I said, in a set of anger, but sometimes when it comes to other people, we also find ourselves oppressing others in terms of us trying to invoke the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our fellow human beings, sometimes even on our friends, on our family members, our brothers in faith. Why? Because something, we went wrong between us. Now, obviously, there are better ways to solve our problems before we resort to dua and trying to get Allah involved in it, which is very selfish in its nature and very stupid. So that's why Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Surely he's constantly in the state of hurriedness. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that the human beings, creatures that are always in a hurry, and they always trying to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to invoke his curse and his anger upon others. Sometimes we do that even when it comes to our family members, our children or our spouses. We do that. So this is one bad trait that the Quran talks about that as believers we need to refrain from, because my wife, my children, or the husband, or other people, other human beings, brothers in faith, they have rights as well. Because you get angry doesn't make it or doesn't mean that you're right. So make sure you don't transgress and oppress other people, because this is the limitation where I and you should not cross, because we need to maintain their human rights, the right to exist, the right to be human to begin with. Another trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that a human being themselves are never content. They're never happy. They constantly want more. لَيْسْ أَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مَنْ دُعَاءُ الْخَيْرِ. When it comes to dua al-khayr, he's constantly asking for more. Asking for more, I mean, there's no problem for a person to ask Allah for more. But considering that he has or he had less, when a person has or had less, he has less of everything, then he can ask for an increase. But sometimes we have more and we want more. Wanting more once a person has more is a problem, because it means I am not happy with what Allah is giving me. Now, you see a lot of people, especially now when we have a lot of industries, they have billions and billions of dollars, yet they want to make more billions and billions of dollars. And when they make that billions of dollars, they make it on the expense of other human beings. For example, take pharmaceuticals. How many pharmaceutical companies and industries in the world that they thrive on depriving human beings of their own earnings? Or sometimes they create their own viruses so they can create medication for it. And when they create something, obviously it doesn't come cheap either. So you can see that this greed happens in this kind of atmosphere. When it comes to systems of the world, we have so many systems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them everything. But yet they go to other countries and other states and they deprive them of the natural resources because they want more. Obviously, all of this is crossing the limits of the human rights. At the same time, sometimes we ourselves do that as well, where we never content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though he gives us, but yet we find it in ourselves to go deprive other human beings of their properties and out of their necessities, and we take from them in form of stealing and cheating and what have you. And so I don't have to be a powerful person in power to deprive others. No, sometimes I deprive those who are lower and weaker than me. So the human is never content. Obviously, he can be if he wants, but that's a choice me and you have to make. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.